I watched that. That shit was the best part that we ever had.
Yeah.
Best conversation.
Best conversation we ever had. You did the, like, yeah. That, because.
Did you leave with anything?
Oh, 100%. I was blessed to have a lot of a lot of friends, a lot of did other
y'all,
peers.
Did y'all eat?
Nah.
Dying.
Yeah, I did.
Is there any way a pizza can get here?
What time D&G close?
Pizza Joe's?
Never mind. Never. Pizza Joe's is closed. I drove past it. I tried.
He tried.
Only reason why I didn't go to McDonald's is like, I'm already late. Because I am famished.
Well, Job is coming back. You can have him bring food.
Job ain't got no money.
Oh, my God.
Was that a bar or that's a fact?
It's definitely a bar.
Oh, that's hilarious. Good one. Yeah, that was great, dude.
Job ain't got no money.
I thought it was like a conversation. Like he was over here with shorts with no pockets.
Don't put Job in that position.
Bro, we need to call him right now.
I'm call him. But I was blessed with having a lot of peers that have the same kind of mind that I have. Like literally, like everybody, even though I didn't even know you until later on, still another motherfucker in my life that got the same kind of, you know, want to be better, want to do things. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody that I'm around is want to do betters. Everybody. Like literally, like, you know, like you see, you just, everybody sees more.
Is that the new name of the pod?
No.
Nah, that's weak. Want to do better.
No, man. Okay.
No. Yeah, it's, I just,
the name's gonna come on an accident, but go ahead.
Yeah. But everybody is always looking and trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like literally every single person that I like I'm around and where your main goal is, yo, when's the next time I'm gonna smoke? You know what I mean? Like that's a goal. Like you know what I mean? Like
and it's,
when
it's,
I'm gonna like when I'm gonna, like, that's what the day is. Like I'm gonna go smoke and then what can my hustle be for the day? To try to put a little bit of money in my pocket.
Yeah, man. And that's crazy.
Like that, like to live like that, like
it's so short-sighted.
Just like, you know what? Oh, my boy needs help cutting grass today. He has his own grass cutting business. He said he'll pay me $20 an hour, so I'm gonna go do that today. And it'll make some change for that day. You know what I mean? And then, like, you know, next day. You know what I mean? Like, just let me just get through every day.
Does he have a positive male role model in his life?
Can't.
I don't think he does.
Have you had a conversation
I don't think you really have to have positive male figures to be.
Disagree.
I definitely disagree.
Keedy.
He had positive male figures.
No, he didn't.
Big Mo.
I guess.
At a certain age, he was raised with.
So and Cal,
Noble,
and Cal was Cal Coach was Rock. Always down my dad's house. He was right. Always down our house.
So he had it. If he didn't have that, you know what I'm saying? He'd be right with. Mr. Nance here. Still ain't got no shoestrings in his shoes.
Truth.
No socks.
You're going to be good today.
Old sweaty ass feet.
You're going to be good today. You're going to be good today. You haven't even been drinking yet.
17 minutes away?
That's it. That's all you need.
Got AC image money. Hey, break that receipt.
How much you charge? You said 40 for the cuts?
Mm-hmm.
That's love. Okay. It's crazy how much cuts are now.
It's crazy that I thought I was tipping you. I thought I was, yeah, I'm paying this nigga good.
This is
his price.
I want to place a delivery order.
You're here today.
614. 290.
I gave him 61.
2909.
God damn, I'll be giving you. God damn, I'm paying regular prices. But back to the subject, I feel like someone like that obviously doesn't have anyone in his circle or any influences that promote, because he doesn't have long term thinking at all.
Yeah, so that's
straight.
That's definitely something that's been
thinking.
Implemented in his structure, right. of him as a man. So, to give you
no, but some so piece so of mind, so how I feel that it's that doesn't matter, because even though we had certain figures in our lives, we still aspire to be better than anything that they ever.
It's influence from somewhere,
but it, yeah, it still but comes.
You can
from
still
somewhere.
Get influence from lack of influence. I feel like, right? Am I? Does this sound
yes
crazy?
I feel like
if you don't have a dad, you can
make
be
you
want to
be a
you
better
can be
dad.
A good dad.
That's something that's you're like, missing, though. That's something that was missed.
And I think
you desired.
I think it can only happen if those influences are there, because although none of the men in our family were quote unquote millionaires, we still rubbed elbows with coaches.
Shout out to you for that were millionaires.
Because I listened back to the podcast and I missed the whole conversation y'all had. And what Ty said made sense when he said, I want to fill in where he's not doing things. And I felt that. But what I wish I could have added last week was that, was from my situation, is making sure somehow that you reassure to your nephews that, you know what I'm saying, the man that their father is. You know what I'm saying? Because the dynamic between my uncle and my dad, mm-hmm. I respected and looked up to my uncle so much that I kind of, and I didn't realize this until now, that I kind of, I had a lot of respect for my dad, but I kind of looked up to my uncle more than I did my dad. And it made me think that what my uncle was doing was what my dad should have been doing. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I didn't recognize the greatness that my father was mm-hmm. until now. Mm-hmm. I recognized, wow, they're totally different. And my dad's great in this area, is great in this area, great in this area. But because I was so, you know what I'm saying, big mob, I didn't see that when I was a child.
That's wild.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And here's the kicker as well. I was nothing like Big Mo. I was everything like my dad.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That's a hell of a kicker.
So right. It made me feel like something was wrong with me. You feel what I'm saying? It made me feel like, dang, I got to remove. What? You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, boom. Because I had this, now that I see how great my father is, I realize, oh, this is the greatness about you. And I'm starting to embrace. Not just now, just years ago, the last few years. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, boom, boom. It's not only but made me and my father's relationship great. And now I'm able to go to him in those areas, like, because he's great with finances. He's great with business. He's great with, you know what I mean, just helping and being a man. So I encourage you to make sure that you do not only help out their father, but make sure that they see the benefits in him as well, because I guarantee they're more like him than you. They don't want to walk around with those insecurities, especially if they ain't got the dog to change them.
Because
I got the dog to change myself.
I feel like they're going to have the same mental that you had, because I'm very big. And like when I say big, I'm not talking about in stature, just like, you know, as far as personality goes, mm-hmm. it's very on you. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So
you're an alpha male. You have a dominant personality.
Right, right. And they gravitate to that. You know what I mean? When they see me, they're like, whatever he's doing, I want to be a part of it.
Right.
Uncle Ty says we're going to go outside and run a mile. I hate running, but he thinks it's cool. I'm just going to go do it. You know what I mean? And that's just how they feel about me. And mm-hmm. like, you can see it in their eyes. Like, Uncle Ty, what do you want to do today?
Right.
Like, what's going on? What are we going to do today? I know you're going to say something crazy. Let's go do it. Mm-hmm. You want to go, you want to go walk down to Hank's to go get some ice cream? Let's go do it. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be the shit today. Mm-hmm. You want to go and catch some lightning bugs? Let's go do that shit, because mm-hmm. it's cool because you're doing it.
Right.
And it's going to be hard for those kids to kind of see that greatness in pops.
Unless you boast and promote the positives of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that who I was, you know, maybe it was within myself. Maybe I felt like I was never understood. I felt like I was shunned for being different. You know what I'm saying? I felt that way. It might not have been that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I felt like I was always different, always behind, all these things. So I'm like, yo, I got work to do. And I had the dog to do the work.
Right.
That was the difference, though. I don't feel like every kid is going to have that dog. So that's my encouragement, man. Boast up, pops.
De Leon.
and De Leon. I like the name of that. De Leon. And boast up the youngins in the areas where they strong. You know what I'm saying? So that they know, yo, what's up? You got to repair upon this. Of course, there's some things you need to expand upon that your father passed down to you and your uncle passed down to you. You got to expand upon all the negatives. You know what I'm saying? But know that your strengths that are the same as his strengths are good things. You know what I'm saying? There's some good
things
there.
That's what I like about this pod, man.
You need to double down on it.
Strong opinionated about what they feel, and everybody, we all have different personalities
and perspectives
on everything. So I've learned a lot. I mean, literally we've been doing this podcast for what, 5 months? I've learned so much about myself.
Me too.
Just being on the podcast and talking, you know what I'm saying? Because last week, like, you know, definitely opened my eyes about a lot of different things and a lot of things that because I mean, wholeheartedly I feel strong about my uncle role, but it also showed me that even though I am the uncle, he needs to be incorporated with all of my I don't even know what you would call them, my
you know, the way you embrace them.
Yeah, the things that I say, or the way I try to raise them, he needs to be incorporated with that. And I just never really felt that way, because it's just like, I'm just doing my duties over here. You do your dad duties over here. Mm-hmm. And we should be more on a team type of.
Yeah, because I guarantee, even though he might not have had a father in his life, I guarantee there's some things he could teach you. Because there's some benefits.
For sure.
There's some benefits to me not having a father in the household.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of downfalls.
For sure.
But there's some benefits. And one of those benefits is, I feel like when you grow up with a man there, a man doesn't let your mind wander. He's like, no, this is this. Get focused.
Structure.
Whereas there's a pro and a con with that. The con with that is you're not going to think outside the box too much.
Right, right.
This is what I was taught. But the pro with
you're going to be a lot more understanding as well.
Right. And but
compassionate, empathetic.
The pro with nobody stopping me from my mind wondering is I always think that there's other possibilities. I'm always ready to step outside the box and, you know what I mean, and do different shit. So right. There's pros and cons. You know what I mean? So partnering with him, you're going to learn some things.
Oh, yeah. I'm stubborn as hell, but I know that I don't know. I don't know everything. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's definitely going to be a learning curve for me to go ahead and start doing that.
I'm excited. Honestly, I'm really excited to see.
It just sucks because it's gonna be work. Now I gotta go work. I gotta go do work. And you know what I mean? Rather than, because how I always felt was, I don't give a damn what your daddy duties are. Go ahead and do your daddy duties, and then I'm gonna just do my uncle duties. You know what I mean? So go ahead and do that. Like, you say he can go. You say he can go. I'm just make something up. You say he can be outside at 9 o'clock at night, and he's 7. Okay, that's what your daddy duty say. And then my uncle duty say, boy, you only 7 years old. You got to be in the house at 7. So that's just like, you know, you do your daddy duties, whatever you feel yours are. And then however I feel mine are, my uncle duties, I'm going to do those.
Yeah, that's too much of a confliction. Too much of a, what's the word?
Right,
contradiction.
Right, right. And that's just how, that's how I felt. Like, I'm not mad at you, or I'm not mad at you at what you do. I mean, like, but like, as far as them being my nephews, I'm going to go ahead and react off of whatever I need to react off of.
Definitely.
And obviously that's not the right way to go about it.
Right.
It's not the right way to go about it. It's just the only way. I always think my life is my life.
You all have
my life is my life. Like, I don't care about what anybody has going on. I don't care about what the books say. I don't care about what they tell you you're supposed to be doing. My lane is my lane. And I'm going to live my life how I want to live my life.
Until your lane
crosses somebody else.
Crosses someone else's. And at this point, your lane is crossed into someone else's lane.
That's when you got to compromise. And this is one of those moments.
Yeah, that was fire.
I know. For real shit. Whether that's a woman in your life, you know what I mean? Because it's easy with family. It's easy to, this is Uncle Murt. We most likely got the same vibe when it comes to your son.
Right.
But when it comes to uncle or finding a female, especially a female, you're crossing 100%.
100%.
And there's got to be.
That's when you got to compromise.
I don't want to say so much, not so much compromises, but fine-tuning things so that you guys take this purpose, and find a purpose together.
Now,
I think it takes a lot of understanding first.
What if they, and it's not even talking about my situation, it's just talking about period. What if the man in the house doesn't have that same focus? He's just like, I don't care. I don't care what you do. Like, I don't care what you do.
Talking about the female or the kid?
No. I feel like if I'm the uncle and I approach and he's just like, man, go ahead, do whatever.
I feel like you then the conversation.
So then, like, how do I help incorporate if
that's going to create a complex?
And I'm not saying this is my situation. I'm just saying, but, like, you know, just like any situation,
you have to,
like,
you have
to. Do I got to keep forcing on him? Like, no, hey, man, come on, brothers.
Yeah, you be like,
you got to talk to him. You got to talk at the head because he's the leader. So you got to direct that to head.
And what's going
to
happen?
And you have to sit down and explain to him, you know, the severity.
I am so crazy, bro.
Because you're going to overstep him and to handle the issue. Like, no, we need to talk to him and understand and make sure that he has understanding. Like, man, listen, these children had the opportunity. This is a conversation that he's never had with an elder of his. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, man, listen, we want to make sure that this kid is getting at school. He has a bad attitude. He got personality issues. He's doing this. We want to make sure that our overall goal is to make sure that he's a successful, upstanding young man. And no one has ever sat with him and said, hey, man, the goal is to make sure that you're an upstanding young man. That's never been a conversation that he's had.
Right.
Guaranteed. But being that there's someone that wants to make sure that your expectation as an uncle is to be an upstanding young man, that comes from somewhere within, because someone wanted to make sure that you were an upstanding young man. And that's not something that he was. It's more so survival gear or, you know what I'm saying, get it how you live or be a ball player or some shit like that. It's never to be an upstanding person. You know what I'm saying? You got to talk about the person's character of a person. And that's not been addressed. And then when you expose to him that our goal, inclusive, like, these are sons, these are my nephews. I love them like they my kids. So we need to work together to make sure that the goal, that you and I have the same goal of making sure that these kids are upstanding young men.
Right. And he can't be on do whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he has to be involved.
Yeah.
Because just like I said, that's going to give them a complex. Because although they're going to pick up some of your mentalities, they're still going to become who he is. Because they're most likely already who he is. And you don't want them doing that in any situation. You're the man of your situation. You need to handle this. I'm just here to compliment.
Damn.
That's it.
It's going to be a long process.
It's going to be a long process, but you know what, though?
Just on the sole fact, because
when y'all both standing
I am what I believe, and I feel, no lies, I always feel like I have it all, and I have the right route. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to make this the easiest way possible, I feel that way. So this is new, but right now
you're playing assistant coach.
Right.
You should be playing assistant coach.
You know, you got to know your role. Like, we watched, what's that movie? Our favorite movie. Remember the Titans all the time, right?
Doc.
You got to make, not, shut the fuck, shut up, Murt.
Wait.
Doc. No, nigga, not Doc. We talk about Yost, who's a head coach. You know, so Yost a head coach, you know, and then Denzel Washington was a head coach.
Yeah.
But they had to, he's like, nigga, you focus on the defense, I'm going to focus on the offense.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the movie, he said, Herman, I sure could use your help on some of this defense. Ed Henry's kicking my ass. You know what I'm saying? You got to move your pride to the side to overall, because the overall goal
it is pride. It is pride. 100% is pride.
The overall goal wasn't for him to get in the Hall of Fame or for him to win. The overall goal was we got to get in this championship.
So that shit hurt. That shit hurt when he came home and my role changed. Like, I'm here. I've been here for first 4 years of his life.
Your role doesn't have to change.
It does change. It does change. The way you're speaking about it, it does change.
It doesn't necessarily change. You just got to be more observant. It's just another. It's just another dynamic. It doesn't have to change.
Okay.
Right now you're doing film.
I feel like y'all saying the same thing. You know what I mean? But also to add to, I don't think it's just pride. I also think there's a sense of laziness that you want to avoid as well. Because this is work. And if you look at it as like, I don't feel like doing the work, you're going to lose. Like, this is one of those moments when you can't just be a competitor. You have to actually figure out how can we win. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I feel like you definitely can, you know, whatever. I'm going to just dog the situation out and they're going to get the lessons. Nah. In order to actually win, we got to all get on the same page. Everyone. You AI just can't win it by himself.
Yeah. And just, I feel like, you know what you need to do? How old is he?
He... 28, 29, 30.
He got an older brother?
Nope. Two younger.
I feel like he was raised by
his mom. And his dad wasn't around? Oh, and he don't got no dad?
No, his dad just... Well, I don't know how long his dad was in jail, but his dad's out of jail now.
Yeah, man. He need an old... He need an old head. He need an OG.
He does.
He needs you to... He needs you to take him under his wing.
But it sucks because when I look at him, he thinks I'm a lame. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like when we have conversations and I talk about certain kind of things.
At 28,
and
he's still at that stage where
he thinks I can see it in his face. I can see it in his face.
He don't got no money.
No.
You're not a hood nigga. You're not a street nigga.
I'm not a street nigga. Yeah, right. But he don't. He don't look at me. He don't look at me
but
like
he don't got no money.
I know.
It don't matter. If
that,
you street,
that matters.
You know how it is though. Like
he's like, oh man, hey, yo, Ty, you wear shorts above your knees, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just had this conversation. This literally last week. Damn, bro, why your shorts so high, bro? Like this and that. I'm like, dog, because I'm grown. I'm not wearing my shorts below my knees like an idiot. Like that's not that bro, that what you got on right there looks stupid. And you're sagging. You look dumb. We had this conversation literally last week.
But it could be, but like that can be what y'all build off of. There are differences of style. You know, like that can be something.
Make
y'all
that
build
a joke,
off, like a joke. Instead of taking it offensive or being upset.
I'm not saying you were offended. We had a good conversation.
No,
but
I don't think that you're offended by it. But like that needs to be, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, here's my nut ass, you know, brother-in-law, man. He got tight pants and
bro,
shit.
Bro, we
like
was literally just music battling the other day on YouTube.
Can we talk about something else instead of this? Because this is episode from last week.
Right, it was just a little runoff.
You know what I'm saying? A little runoff from last
week.
I'm not trying
to be rude. I hope it didn't come off rude.
No. It didn't come off rude at all. You know what I'm saying? It was just we started off.
We
can
keep talking about this nigga because I got a lot of stuff to say about him too.
No, but 100% we can definitely change the topic. All it was touching on we had some more to say still.
I'm not drinking.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm good.
You feeling it?
I need a drink.
Oh, that's
anymore.
A lot. You was enjoying yourself.
I don't need a drink anymore.
Bruh.
That's a lot.
You already?
Bruh, we be coming to the... Yeah, yo, bruh, I literally come to the pod because of therapy. I love to hear friends jokes. I do.
Friends jokes.
Okay. I love to hear friends jokes and I love to speak back and forth about different topics. And
can I get some of that?
And we can just booze it down.
You ain't drinking no more. I can get some water.
Why are you pouring it in like that?
You want water with? I'm trying to say how much I'm gonna get for my pizza left.
That little splash.
Because I'm sorry, I'm being selfish, but here, I'll give you some of this.
No, I really don't. I'm good. I did. But damn, that's tequila.
And this.
Oh, Rico's drunk. Hey, this is the first time like I ever. Like, you got that mixture going on right now.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Okay, so tonight's topic.
That's a shot.
That's a whole bunch of shot in here.
What's tonight's topic? Better stop it.
We want to talk about being sheltered or sheltering children. If it makes or breaks them. And I've been thinking about it all day.
Holy fuck. Like, so this is, we have topics. All right, let's do it. Come on.
So, like, I'm thinking about...
Now, this is me. Listen, everybody who's watching this goddamn podcast...
I'm not prepared
who
either.
Always be coming at me all crazy all the time. When I say shit on here, it is what I feel right now. This don't get no... Like, I can feel some way another time. We've been drinking. This is how I feel right now. Go ahead.
Right. The honesty.
Always.
I grew up sheltered. And I feel like it just increased my inquiries of what took place outside of
1,000%.
The sheltered areas I had access to.
Okay.
I was more so like Simba. Like, I'm like, what's that shadowy dark place over there? That's beyond all borders, Simba.
No sunshine, no grass.
And you over there just like hungry. I just want to see that other side.
Yeah. And when I would go, I was captivated. Mm-hmm. Because it seemed so much more exciting than the life that I was living, the innocent child life. You know.
Did we grow up in the same house?
And I'm like, man, I need the girls dance so much better. Like, everyone was just so they were just so much more advanced outside of the sheltered household. Mm. And I felt like the world can drown you. You know, the world can sweep you up if you're not prepared. And I feel like those that weren't as sheltered and had access to the world had better survival tactics and survival skills. I agree 100%. In the world, once the world, you know,
hit.
And I feel like the world hits a lot sooner than later now. Mm-hmm. So if I were to have children, like, I want my children to be well-rounded enough to be able to survive when the whirlwind hits. So, I mean, I appreciated being sheltered because, like, of the protection. But... It can be enabling too much protection.
Okay. Let's start.
You know, my whole life, I want to say easily the most sheltered person out of everybody that we knew.
Disagree.
Only person, are you going to say you?
No.
Who are you going to say?
Rashawn Campbell.
We're not talking about Rashawn. But yes, he was, 100%. 100% he was out of this world sheltered. But other than that, my family was nothing but this is how things go. You don't act a certain kind of way. And my family or my parents created a certain kind of fear over them to where I didn't even want to rebel because I knew how much of trouble I would get into if I acted a different kind of way. So I'm around my friends constantly and I can't move a certain kind of way because of this fear I had my entire life of if you do this, these consequences are going to be crazy. So then we go through school, we go through life. I get to Geneva. Soon as I got accepted in Geneva, I had the options of commuting or going to school and staying on campus. I'm like, oh, I'm staying on campus. I don't care if it's in Beaver Falls or not. I'm staying on campus. And then once I stayed on campus, my life completely changed because all it was I'm going to
hunt and that's a Christian college.
I'm a hunt and seek everything that I've never been able to do this entire time I was in high school or middle school or whatever. Like, bruh, I sold weed at Geneva.
Oh, you was the dope man up there.
Wow.
And I never in my life was even a part of that kind of situation. But I was just like, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to drink. I didn't drink until I was 18 years old. I'm going to drink. I'm going to smoke. I'm going to wild out. I'm going to treat females like shit. I mean, like, that's just where I was with it because of that sheltered lifestyle that I lived. We wasn't allowed to do anything. As far as going to parties, we wasn't allowed to go to parties. I mean, and we had a seat to go to the parties, but I feel like you got to open yourself up a lot more to make sure your kids can get those experiences, because if they don't have those experiences, they act and wild out way differently when they can.
Can we take a step back and explain what we mean by shelter? Because what I hear, I don't hear shelter. I hear structure. But when I think of sheltered, I think of Kalissa and Colette Cummings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't even allowed to, you know what I'm saying, be involved in extracurricular activities.
Those are my cousins.
Okay.
And they were sheltered. That's why when they went
more to- sheltered than you?
Yes.
Okay. So there's levels to shelter then.
Yeah, I think there's that's what levels. It is. I think it, right. That's what it is.
And that's why when they went to Slippery Rock.
Wild out.
They wild out.
Okay. So sheltered upbringing is when someone has been protected by their parents. Protected by their parents from difficult and unpleasant experiences. I had led a sheltered life and had never met prejudice before. No, and have lived a prejudice life and have never met prejudice before. See, I don't think, Ty, I can't speak so much for your situation, Rico, but I don't think you were sheltered. I think there was guidelines there. Now, I guess we can call that levels, though, because I feel like sheltered is when you protect someone from being hurt by life. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like your pops is someone who was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like the times when you say, yo, he would drop you off in the projects. He wanted y'all to get that dog. Mm-hmm. That's not sheltered. But maybe he sheltered you in certain aspects and not in others.
I thought there were certain aspects, you know what I'm saying?
That you were sheltered. Okay. To me, that's like structure. That's not hiding someone from the world.
Okay.
I don't think my mom completely hid me from the world. My mom wasn't for spending the night at people's houses.
No, she was not.
I'm still pissed at that night. You had the epic sleepover.
The most epic sleepover ever. And Murdy could not stay. That was so wild. AB, y'all both had to leave.
I wonder if there was some beef there between the parents or something.
Maybe. I'm.
Because it did. There was no sense was ever made from that.
None.
It was always because I said so.
Everybody's having a good time down here. Murd, AB got to leave. And it was.
That's the worst. More.
Bro, I was like, why so the fuck?
Like, I'm talking about, like, all my friends is down there going crazy. We're having the best time ever.
And I'll never forget that. So, sheltered is when parents hide their kids from reality. Certain reactions, certain lifestyles, certain realities, depending on who that parent is. So, let's talk about some pros and cons, because you got being sheltered from the streets. You got being sheltered from the party life. You got being sheltered from extracurricular activities, just sports. You know what I mean? There's just so many different levels. Let's talk about what are some pros of sheltering your child? Like, if you think about the things that you wouldn't do when you were younger.
The word shelter is kind of hard to
accept.
Find pros.
Should we say helicopter
parent? I mean, no. No.
Is that a helicopter? To be...
Sheltered and protecting is the same thing, because that's what shelter does. Shelter protects you from wind, rain, fucking animals, shit like that. Like, that's what shelter does. It's protection. So your parents are supposed to be, you know, your shelter. Like, you're a Carter shelter, story shelter. You provide shelter for your family. But the pros in sheltering is... just not exposing your children to issues or harsh realities that their mind isn't ready to understand.
Okay.
You know, like, that's the pros. It's like, they're too young for sex. They're too young to be exposed to pornography. And that's what being, you know what I'm saying? That's what sheltering a parent is. Like, they should shelter your child from that. You shouldn't expose them to that so they have that information until they're old enough to process it and understand it on a more mature level.
So is it safe to say that a pro of sheltering is not exposing your child to something that's going to traumatize them?
Yes.
Traumatize them.
Or expose them to a whole bunch of...
Exposing them isn't a bad thing if it's not going to traumatize them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, being sexually abused traumatizes you for life. You might not trust people. You might just...
Right.
You might just be...
But that's why they're usually exposed to it so young.
Right. Because...
So it becomes a norm.
Because we have some family members who didn't let their kids stay at people's homes because of...
experiences they've had.
The physical and sexual abuse they dealt with staying at other people's
homes. I can agree.
So that type of sheltering has a pro. All right, so let's talk about the cons in sheltering. Because in my specific situation, I feel like a con was my mom was scared that something would happen to me in certain situations. Like, because of how, because I was a kid that was willing to take chances. So she would say no a lot. If I'm like, yo, I'm about to go ride my bike down the Second Ave, she'd say no because she knew I'm not that I would get in trouble, but that, yo, this kid could get hit by a car. So we would go to war because I'm like, Mom, I just want to go play.
I don't think that's a con.
I think that's a con because if these kids are down here playing.
Precaution. That's not a con. That's a precaution.
I just think it's the innate feeling of wanting to seek more.
I feel like it's a huge con.
Just when someone tells you don't do this or you shouldn't do this, it makes you seek it way more.
I agree with that.
So I think that's, and then in the households that we lived in, a lot of things weren't explained.
Yeah, that because I said.
So I mean, yeah, exactly. So it's kind of hard to. Make a situation better when you don't explain it
right
at all.
Because that kid isn't, he's just furious. I was furious.
So if you just tell me like, hey, yo, Ty, don't ride your bike across 7th Avenue. All I'm thinking, like, why? Because I said so. And I'm just like, man,
that's not enough.
What?
At all.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I want to see what's over there now. I really want to see what's over there now. What are you talking about? I can't go over there. Like,
and I think that's a lighthearted one. You could easily be like, listen, in 1991, Lil Jamie rode his bike across the street. And although it was a red light, somebody was drunk, came through and smashed him. So right now, until I feel like your head's on a swivel, I don't want you to do that. If you can show me your head's on a swivel, you can start riding across.
Right.
That's going to transform that kid's mind.
Right. I agree.
So I'm not giving fault to my mom. I just feel like it was the lack of balance in parenthood. Because anytime Big Mo was around, he would be like, let that boy play. Let them, you know what I'm saying? Anytime he was around, the same precautions she took, he would always be able to talk her down. Because she was, Mom, this is scary. And he was like, oh, you got to let that boy live. You know what I mean? You got to let them kids live. So
I'm learning now.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm learning now because I'm a sheltering dad.
You should be.
I'm a sheltering dad. It's hard. It's hard not to be like.
What areas should we shelter? What areas shouldn't we? Because I don't think we need to be sheltering parents to an extent. All I'm worried about is my daughter running into some dude who's just a creepy 20-year-old who's trying to get with a 16-year-old, telling her she's mature.
Oh yeah, you mature as fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the shit I want her to shelter her from. It's wanting that type of attention. But as far as living, as far as fighting, as far as aggression, socialization, I want you all the way in there. I want you to see that. Because you're going to get teachings at home. And I'm preparing you for all of that right now. I want you to feel all that juice. You feel what I'm saying? I just want you to stay away from certain things that are traumatizing. You know what I'm saying? Is that sheltering?
I mean, I really agree with you for the most part, Mert. But like some things aren't necessarily traumatizing. It's just the reality of the world that we live in now. Like I've learned to just be like, I mean, people doing what they,
so know, do you feel like that's something
some wild, like, I say like there's some wild motherfuckers in this world. That's all I'll leave it at that.
Do you feel like that's something you need to shelter your kids against? I don't feel like I need to shelter my kids against that.
This is a good topic, man.
Well, sheltering your children?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too, because like I see pros and cons in both of them. You know, like I feel like a con is like they're not going to be prepared for the world. They're not going to be prepared for reality. Like there's things that's going to hit them in the head, and they're going to be naive and believe it. It's like, damn, I didn't know none of this shit happened. Like, yeah, nigga, this shit real.
Right, right.
You know, like life isn't fake. Like
I think there's, me personally, I feel like there's way, way more cons than there are pros from sheltering your kids.
I agree. I feel like being exposed to some things, as like Murray said, is like, oh yeah, I seen a crackhead before, and I know I don't want to be
right,
like, I know
right.
I don't
want to be like that. You have to be exposed to those certain situations,
because
when
you don't see it, you don't know that shit's gonna turn you into that.
Right, right.
Before you know it, you done turned into a fiend, and you ain't never seen the fiend before. It's like, how'd I end up like this? It's like, exactly. Oh shit, you should have seen main man back in the day, but I seen, I ain't want to be like that. Or like if a mother, I was talking about this earlier, or a mother deals with multiple men. You know, like that exposure, that can thwart a young daughter's mindset towards dealing with multiple men.
Okay.
You know, it can become like, it's possible, because I've even heard a woman say, shit, as long as your vagina get wet, you should never be broke.
Mm. Okay. I agree with her.
Now,
I do.
I mean, I kind of do too.
I agree like, with her.
I mean, there's a reality. There's a short term reality there, but eventually,
yeah. Even because I'm like,
you're gonna get old and wrinkly. And nobody's gonna want you. What you gonna do then? And that could happen. I mean, that could happen at 28.
By that time, you should be already wiped up.
That's not that. Is that realistic?
Maybe.
Give me an example. Give me an example, and we'll call
like,
it a fact.
I don't have like an example. Like,
imagine
I,
nobody does. That, imagine
I definitely know a woman
that was
a prostitute that was this married, is engaged right now.
Did she turn it around though?
Yes,
but that's what I'm saying. If you don't turn
it's
it
up
around,
to the, it's
found,
up to
she
the
found
person.
The right one.
It's up to the person. It's
or
up,
di,
it's
or up, did she
no,
settle?
No, it's no, she didn't settle. She if I showed you her, you'll be like, "There's no way that she like yes, nigga."
So I agree with you, Ty. I think there's more cons of sheltering your child than pros. Because I don't think that the sheltering is what needs to be done. What needs to be done is that you give your kids a foundation. And however you give your kids a foundation, I don't know. That depends on your area, your location, but that's what's needed. I think the issue that comes from sheltering is the control.
You know what's crazy? The only people that shelter their kids is religious people.
That's not the only.
I feel so. What other people shelter their kids?
I think there's people that
they might be on something. Well, no.
What other people shelter their kids, bro? Like, literally put a grips on their kids. They're like, Bible's this.
Wealthy people.
Yeah, people that are just scared. Fearful people of the world shelter their kids.
Those are the religious people.
Not
all. Am I tripping?
No,
yeah,
wealthy.
Yeah.
I think about like Fresh Prince, like Carlton and them.
I think people that are just... Okay. It could be wealthy. It could be just cautious. People that are just like, you know what? I'm scared of this.
There is no cautious broke motherfuckers that don't believe in a religion.
No, they got time to shelter. You got to have time to shelter.
Yeah, I mean, like,
can you imagine living in the projects trying to shelter?
Yeah,
it's like, get your ass out of this house, right, and don't come back till it's dark.
100%.
Like, mom, but it's 11 a.m.
Yeah, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
A broke, sheltered situation is just not even like a.
I mean, it's possible if your parents are that dominant.
You ain't got
right,
you ain't got no, you ain't got no money, no
the,
nothing.
If your parents are that dominant. That they control their children like that, get in a house like.
But I don't think they'd be broke.
The one name that we mentioned,
I know, I know like some broke family members, like not family members, but like broke people that.
When I'm saying broke, I'm talking about like, so I was broke too when growing up too, but
I understand what you're saying. I'm talking single mom broke. It's just like I'm just that involved in my children's life that I'm willing to die to make sure that they don't end up like y'all.
Okay.
You know, like I've seen mothers like that that's outside like, get my baby, you know what I mean? Like, going hard, like, in the house.
That shit probably don't even work.
They try.
It just doesn't
work. You know, they try, but it's like, you're only around it for so long. Like, these kids go to school. I'm with my friends on the school bus. They've exposed me stuff on the school bus. They've exposed me stuff during school. They've exposed me stuff on the way home. By the time I get back to you, I'm already tainted.
I think that people who shelter their kids from hurt,
it's a fear,
hurt and harm, are missing.
It's so unrealistic to be able to shelter your kids when they deal with their peers, right, 5 days a week.
And I think
it's impossible to make that happen.
I think right now with social media, such a
social media,
high,
like
laptops,
like,
and right, fucking
you shelter
YouTube
your kids, they
got
to go to
like
school.
That.
They got to go to school every day.
Every day. And that's what the
they're
going
to talk to their kids. Like, yeah, so you can go ahead and put a situation. When they go to school, they're going to do whatever the fuck they want unless they're terrified of you. And then they might hold on for a little bit. And then when they turn 18, they're going to do everything that they heard for the past 4 years, 8 years of their lives.
I think
I feel like the exposure
years of their life.
The entire years. Yeah.
I feel like if you allow that exposure to a child and you allow them the option to choose if this life is for them or not, holding that from them, you know, is only going to harm them.
Right,
you have no influence over your kids like their peers.
Yeah, like
you don't.
You need to allow them to see what it's like. You need to allow them to go down there in the hood and
you don't.
See.
Your parents can't tell you. Your parents can't tell you nothing.
Right, they can't tell you nothing.
But they can set boundaries for sure.
They can set boundaries.
They can set boundaries.
I agree because that's what I had.
And they can show you the way. I think if you're a parent who shows, if your lifestyle.
Oh no! You can show the way. You can show the way, but end all be all. They're going to do what they want to do.
Right. But
all I can do is put my kids in a position to be as great as I think what greatness is. And then after that, they can either take it or not take it.
Right. And that depends on the kid. But I think you have a greater chance if whatever you're trying to pass off to your kids is what you're into. Like if you're trying to teach your kids to get out of debt or to be in a great relationship and shit, you just have to live that. Because I feel like once they hit 11, 12 years old, there's nothing you could tell them. They're going to do what their peers do, and they're going to naturally pick up on the things that they've seen you do all these years. So I think less shelter. I would guide the kids. Have guidelines because there's just some shit you're not going to do. I'm not going to shield you from the world. We're going to live this life. I'm going to guide you, but at the same time, I'm going to live so you can see exactly what a real man and a real person is supposed to do.
Right.
Because that mom who's just sitting there all day, ain't doing nothing, is just trying to guide her kid through, that kid might not end up doing nothing because his mom ain't doing nothing but guiding him. He going to end up growing up and guiding bitches. Okay, so as far as you guys go with your own kids to balance them out, because we see that privileged, sheltered kids waste a lot of their life trying to regain those moments that they were sheltered from. Right. So what is some balance that you guys, and I'll answer myself, would implement with our children?
Well, I wouldn't completely eliminate character building experiences, yeah, from them, so they are aware. Like I remember I would get around some uncles and they would cuss and they would make me laugh, you know, because I didn't hear it at home. You know, like I wasn't even allowed to spend a night at Carl and Sonna's house because Sonna and Carl's mom cussed at them. Okay. You know, like I'm just like, I don't even cuss at you, so there's no way I'm gonna let somebody else cuss at you. That sounds crazy. But I feel like that exposure will eliminate that inquisitiveness that I have because you kept it away from me. Like, I don't know what's going on down there. And I'll be like, yeah.
And that's small shit.
It's minor.
My problem is, and it's a hard thing that I deal with now, is so I shelter on a certain kind of level because I feel like I know what it's like to be a kid. Mm-hmm. So all I do is try to put my kids in the best position to not make mistakes, rather than just letting them make mistakes.
Right. That's the only way they're going to learn.
And then just build. But I'm like, oh, I already know this. Just don't do this. And you won't have to go through that. Rather than just letting them go through that situation and just dealing with it.
It's character building experiences, honestly. Because he's going
to. I just don't want him to go through. Like, I don't want my son to get punched in the face.
Right. But he's
going to. So I'm trying to put.
That's different.
But he's going to have to learn how to get. He's going to have to get punched in the face to know that not to say anything to anyone.
Right. 100%. So it's just, it's a learning situation for me. That's how I shelter my kid, because when it comes to certain situations like that, I'm just always like, what can I do?
Especially if you have a child.
What can I do to make sure, you know, Carter doesn't feel any type of pain, any type of hurt, any type of embarrassment? So, like, I feel like I've seen, you know what I'm saying, Carter's a big boy. Mm-hmm. He's a big boy, so like I've seen him have to take his jersey off and put a t-shirt on in front of other kids, and other kids laugh at him. So I'm just like, man, why ain't you put a shirt on at home? You wouldn't have to go through that. That shit hurts to see your kid hurt.
But that builds his character, though.
It does build his character. So I had to go through a whole process of like, yo, he said that about your, stomach, man. You say something about, you know what I'm saying? There's things to say back. But it's just like, at the time, I was like, I was pissed. Like, yo, what? Why don't you wear a shirt underneath your thing to where you ain't have to deal with that? Because I don't want my kids to experience any type of hurt. Mm. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I come in with the shelter part of it. So I got to learn to just let them go through their kid shit and figure it out. And I'll just be here as a, you know, a shoulder, you know what I'm saying, to try to guide you a certain way when those bad things happen to you.
Yeah, I think for me, I want it to be more of a guide situation and not a shelter situation. I feel like for my daughters, there's definitely going to be some stipulation on boys, whether it matters or not. Because, you know, girls going to do what they want to do when it comes to boys. But I just want to somehow get my daughter to a place where she recognizes when it comes to men to stay away from potential guys. And to stay away from guys that she feels like she can fix. That's my thing. I want her to stay away from
fix that. Or change.
Yes, because that's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
I want you to recognize potential in guys that you, because she's gonna have me in her, someone who is a fixer. I don't want her to think that she's going to fix her partner. You can be a therapist to regular people out here, but you can't be a therapist to your partner.
No.
You need a partner that's a partner. You know what I'm saying? I want her to understand that. And I don't think sheltering's going to do that. I think guiding and teaching is going to do that. As far as career and finances go, I want my kids to be fully involved in everything. If I got a deal, if I'm flipping a house, they're going to be involved. I want to expose them to as much as I can and just keep them involved and teach. I think that's the only way. I think I can't. I'm going to let them do their kid shit, guide them. I just don't think they're going to tell me much about shit, but I want to keep them involved in as much as I do so that they can maybe take away some of my habits.
I think you should expose your children, because just imagine, you remember those girls that like may have went to like, or maybe a biracial girl or something like that, they may have went to like Hopewell or Center or something like that, and then they meet a nigga from Quip. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like overly infatuated because it's something, you know what I'm saying, new. It's exciting. It's a thrill. It's like, you should probably be around it more so you're not caught off guard and you can handle it, because it's a lot to take in to someone that's been exposed to so much, and it's just like, damn, she about to take you under. You don't
lessons on growing up in Beaver Falls and being able to be culturally diverse.
Well, both, yeah. That's why I really preach on like character building experiences. You need that diversity so you can be well rounded, so you know how to act in multiple different scenarios. You know, like assume formlessness like water. I'm able to be in many different rooms and I'll be able to be socially accepted by anyone.
Make it happen.
So, but it came from like me taking that risk myself. Whereas my brother, who didn't really expose himself so much. Like, he's a little bit uncomfortable in more impoverished neighborhoods, or, you know, it's more a little nervousness. And I'm like, you need to learn how to act when you're around these motherfuckers here. They can see you. They can see that you're green. They can take you under, because, like, a lot of people that come from, you know, impoverished neighborhoods or situations like that, they're opportunists. Like, I'm looking for an opportunity. Oh, it's a lick. He a lick. You know, I don't want to be a lick. I don't want to be green and not exposed, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I get older and I start getting curious and finally don't have that sheltering, that shelter there to stop me and prohibit me from doing things that I've always inquired about, I won't get took and under, because, like, I'm aware. You know, like, I know how to participate in these type of arenas. So, I just, me personally, was a risk taker. Like, I wanted to be exposed to it. So I went over there to become more well-rounded.
That's how I was, too.
But everyone's not like that. But I feel like it should be something that is exposed to you, so it's not overwhelming to you once the opportunity hits. Because
somebody can guide you through it.
It's going to come.
Right.
Unless you're going to completely be oblivious to reality, that shit's going to happen.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. It's all about being well-rounded, man.
I keep coughing. They say coughing part of COVID, but COVID's over.
COVID's over.
COVID's over.
COVID's over. I'm on my coast, Nostra. I used to ghost you. I'm in the oldie, coast to coaster.
May Carter take down his posters.
Posters.
We ain't reppin' no other mans, we just loners.
Loners, poster. No, we got poster. No, we do. We at the ocean.
At the ocean, chilling like a villain.
Villain.
Rush on the ceiling. You know, we make killings.
Killings.
Make millions as I'm drilling. A bad bitch from Brazilian. She came through fresh wax, Brazilian.
Lord willing, I take over millions. Do me chilling with multiple children. Just one daughter, three boys, four, maybe five. We grind it wide. He got a Dutchie, he get high. Yeah. I'm like, come here by my side, let's talk. I ain't gonna shelter you.
Ooh.
We on this real shit, I'm gonna fail to you. That's Michael Phelps with you. Told you she how to grind. Yeah. In that water, make sure you never behind. Just shine.
Yeah. I hope you can hop on this track, because he come in with that crack, and I got it at his back. And I'ma stand and I'ma get that shit when he go flat. Yeah, that means I pick it up just like that, cause I can rap. I'm from the West and I be rapping my set. I got that on me, and you know I let that shit. And I got, we ain't even gotta say no more.
I keep coughing, they say COVID's over. I keep coughing, they say COVID's over.
What?
I keep coughing, they say COVID's over.
Yeah.
COVID's over. COVID's show.
What you got, Todd Jack?
I ain't got no bars today.
No bars today.
I ain't got no bars today. Bars are spray.
Ugh.
I ain't got no bars today. We balling.
Parliament.
Parliament. On that podcast, talking like the Charlemagne.
Yeah.
Charlemagne.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club.
All the gang.
All the gang.
Spitting, bitch. Yeah, it we all.
All the same.
All the game. BTO, what up with Shane? Where that flex? Now we do. Get him stretched. Niggas lame.
Call the man. Call the man. He called his man. Call the man. You home? You getting it? I'm sending it. I'm on the way.
Yeah.
Pick you up in 5 minutes. You know I got five bitches. They all bad. 10 bitches. 50 of them. All inches.
All in. No gang. We all in. Ha. I told him bring the biz. He's stalling. The nigga was sheltered, a little bit different, a little bit missing, a little bit wishing niggas be grinding off in the kitchen. I'm on that Bone Thug shit, know how we do, gotta get love shit. Mama told me get my, you got a grub kit. I know you would give it, but sometimes you gotta take, sometimes you gotta break. Them niggas sometimes will hate. They don't even know that they hate, and they just see you winning and they wanna win too. Go in there, gotta win too. Go ahead, bring your twins too. Nines, nigga. Berettas.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aunt Retta.
Hey, the beat worked.